Well, they've made it official. The USDA will not be releasing their World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate report this Friday because of the government shutdown. They also added they won't issue the latest crop report either. Obviously, there's frustration on the markets for a lack of information, and now it's a situation that not only is the National Ag Statistics Service not releasing new reports, but any past information is no longer available because the USDA website has been shut down. However, according to Katie Misek from DTN, there are still are some options for producers and those in the trade to get the numbers they need.
You know, there are a lot of private forecasters out there. You can name drop a lot of them. Our company uses one called Crop Profit. Reuters has Landworth. There are several different. They're geospatial. They look at these satellite images, gauge the color of the crop, and do different things to make estimates on the crop size. And so farmers, these are options that farmers have available to them if they want to have another source of data besides USDA. And especially traders are already using these in large numbers. It's something where they're not as popular among traders. USDA reports aren't as popular among traders as they once were.
Still, the government shutdown is affecting a lot of aspects of agriculture, including the livestock industry. And Christina Butt says it's meant some headaches for marketing on the beef front, although one good news factor is food inspection does continue.
One great thing is that with the mandate that Congress gave to the Department of Agriculture to ensure that we always have FSIS, the Food Safety Inspection Service inspectors, in our livestock plants and our beef plants to make sure that they're up and running, those folks are still on the job. So that is a positive, even though we are still in the second week of a shutdown, that we do have inspectors in our plants, which mean that we're able to process our cattle and the beef products, and that has not been halted.
While Congress is focused in on the government shutdown and the upcoming debt ceiling, no other pieces of legislation have really been discussed, including the Farm Bill. But when it does, there certainly is going to be a difference from the version on the House and the Senate side. And according to David Cooper from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, the point he's concerned about...
The House of Representatives, in their passage of their bill, has stripped the 1949 Act as the driving point. We really have a problem with that, because if you want to look at a hammer, so to speak, that gets congressional leaders to want to get something done, it clearly did that at the end of 2012. I feel like when they've removed that 49 Act hammer, that they don't really have the responsibility now to take care of setting up meaningful programs for dairy farmers.
Well, talking about prices for dairy producers, no change for cheese. Blocks 176 a pound, barrels 172 and one quarter of a cent per pound, and AA butter $1.57. As far as the Class 3 trade, October up a nickel to 1808, November up 14 to 1789, and January up a dime to 1685. Board of Trade lower, December off 7.5 cents at 441¾ of a cent per bushel. March down 7¼ to 454¼ of a cent. Beans for November off 7¾, 1288¾ of a cent per bushel. March drops 8½ to 1275½ cents. And wheat for December down $0.01¼ to 693. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 70 to 86 atop at 89. Most of the slaughter cows, 54 to 69. Fed cattle, choice beef, steers, and heifers top at $1.19. Holstein steers to $1.07. And your slaughter bulls, 80 to 97. Replacement bull calves, 65 to 140. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. Butcher hogs, 74 and down. Market lambs, they're at 130 and down. And feeder lambs, 135 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.